First of all, the expo concept, you're in a room of about 40 friendly people, but you still have a county board to convince that has already made a decision that may or may not be the right thing to do.
Yes, that's for sure. That's going to be the hard sell. And all we're asking for is the opportunity to present our program and get the information to them. The county board put together this advisory group on a vote of 19-2. Let's form a group to market the fairgrounds. Now let us do what you've asked us to do and take the time to listen to the information before you make your decision.
Now, to clarify this for people listening, this group was formed before the grandstand collapsed. So once that happened, that's when you took a different direction and said, you know, let's look at this expo concept.
That is correct. Yep, this group had been meeting for 2 years, and we actually have only been working on the expo concept for the last 6 months after the grandstand went down.
Since September, that's when we started looking at the expo center concept. So we haven't been working on the Expo Center for 2 years. It's been about 6 months, maybe seven. But there's, I think we've done our homework. We've put a lot of information together. All we're asking for is that the county gives us the opportunity to present this to them. And so far they haven't. Yes, they are going to have to put up some front money eventually. But we've got probably close to $300,000 already invested in the fairgrounds between the different groups that use it, the Fair Association, Lincoln County Rodeo Association, the Merrill Riders Club, 4-H, and then the man hours we've got invested in. It's just unimaginable.
All we're asking for is a little return on our investment.
Correct.
Now, the two of you, I mentioned in your presentation here that you do a lot of management type things. You, Peter, work with the rodeo.
Yes.
You've mentioned in the presentation that if you could get 8 events in here on top of the fair and the rodeo, you get 8 events, this thing would probably hold its own pretty well.
Yes. Yes, we feel that just based on our projections, and we're dealing with projections. We can be off, plus or minus. We think we're fairly close because we're not looking at selling the possible 6,000 seats. We're looking at selling 3,000. That's what we based our projections on. We, of course, have some numbers for different types of bands and what it's going to cost us to bring them in. So we know that angle. These other shows, we know what it's going to cost us. So putting these numbers together, It was really actually fairly simple. And to project the profit that we can make, and the county will take in $68,500 based on our first year of operation.
And compared to what they make now, what is it?
They don't make anything now.
Another reason, maybe.
The grandstand does not put money in anybody's pocket.
While you're on that area, one of the people in your audience mentioned that the grandstand got used 4 or 5 days a year, and then somebody asked about clipping the weeds around it. This would really change the future of that land, wouldn't it?
It would. It would be something happening in Lincoln County and in the Merrill community. And the way we look at it is the tourism dollars this would bring in. And we would be servicing an area from Merrill north, all of central. All of central Wisconsin, that whole area, there's not an event center like this out there. And those people, rather than drive to Madison to see a concert, I'm sure this would look...
Stop halfway.
Stop in the middle, yep.
And you're also looking at motorsport events. You're looking at camping shows, other things that could use a facility this big. Just to give people a rough idea, you're looking at seating in the berms on two sides, entrances on both of the long ends, so you can get big things in and out, and a dirt floor. So there's really not much you could not do inside of a building like this.
No, I mean...
No, really, there isn't. We could do just about... Yeah, we were putting our heads together when we came up with the list of things, and every day we think of something else that we could bring in there. There really are no limits to what we could do in that building.
And the other thing was in your presentation tonight, as far as the other facilities in the region, whether you go Wausau, you go Rhineland, or you go elsewhere, there's really nothing that is quite like this in dimensions or or usability, is there?
No, there's not. This thing would be quite unique for this area, and that's why we could bring in such a wide range of events. And I just think it'd be a great addition.
Yeah, I don't see how this could not make money. And not only make money for Lincoln County, it's going to make money for everybody around here. You look at people coming down from the UP, coming down for a concert. Are they going to drive all the way back home? Probably not. So who's going to benefit? Well, we only have a limited number of hotel rooms in Merrill. So Tomahawk's going to fill up. Rylander's going to fill up. Minocqua, Woodruff, they're all going to get their hotels filled up by people that don't want to make the 2 or 3 hour drive. So it's going to benefit everybody. Everybody's going to need gas. They're going to need food. The gas stations, the grocery stores, the restaurants. I mean, it's kind of a snowball effect. If we bring the entertainment here, and it might take a while to get the word out. You know, the first couple of shows might be small, you know. And if we can put 1,000 people in there the first couple of shows, I think I would be happy. If we sell 3,000 tickets, I'd be happier yet. But it can't hurt.
Well, right now, what you have is a county board that voted to build a grandstand. They did so without having the full membership of the board.
Correct.
And you are trying to get them to reopen the topic. So you've been encouraging the people here to do what?
We're encouraging each and every one. Call your county board representatives. Let them know what you think about this issue. And just join us on the 21st, 6 p.m. in Tomahawk. It's a county board meeting. We're organizing a bus to go up there. We need people. The only thing that's going to make the county board stop and say, hey, we need to look at this, is numbers. We've got numbers.
Anything you want to add, guys?
Well, anything. If people are interested in this idea, and they don't have to necessarily be Lincoln County residents, but people that would appreciate an expo center like this, go on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, it's the Lincoln County Expo Center Organization. That's how you find us on Facebook. We're generally posting something new on there every day. Come on there, like us, share any of the information that we put on there with your friends. We're going to get the word out. The more we can get the word out, the better it's going to be for us. The more people that contact their county board supervisors in Lincoln County and tell them, hey, you need to look at this. We think this is a good idea. The people have to tell their supervisors.
All I can add is that as you walk down the street, everybody's saying this is a good idea. What is the county board doing? And that's why we're asking you. Let them know. Let them know. Because there's a lot of people in the community that are behind this project.